This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As you're about to find out, it doesn't matter if you're a member of British acting royalty or quite simply one of the leading lights of your generation. These famous faces are still yet to make their IMDb Top 250 bow, and it's frankly a little bit ridiculous. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 actors who somehow haven't got a movie in IMDb's Top 250. Number 10, Nicole Kidman. First breaking out onto the Hollywood scene after appearing opposite Tom Cruise in 1990's Days of Thunder. It's often felt like Nicole Kidman's career has been on a non-stop upwards trajectory for 3 decades straight. In the years since that Hollywood bow, Kidman would go on to star in the likes of Batman Forever and Eyes Wide Shut, before picking up an Academy Award for Best Actress after playing Virginia Woolf in 2002's The Hours. To go along with that win, the Australian superstar has also notched 3 Oscar nominations for her work on Moulin Rouge, Rabbit Hole, and Lion. Not bad for an actor who routinely confesses to be an extremely shy person, and once suffered from a stutter as a child. However, all that acclaim and success come awards season still hasn't bagged the star a spot in the IMDb 250, with her closest efforts coming in the form of Dogville and Lion, both earning an 8.0 score on the site. With Kidman largely transitioning into more small screen work in recent times, there's no current sign as to what future movie project could see her finally crack into this decorated group of flicks. Number 9, Helen Mirren. Boasting a frankly ridiculous 141 credits on the site as of recording, you'd be forgiven for assuming that Dame Helen Mirren would have found herself taking up more than a few spots on the assortment of movies that make up the IMDb Top 250. But then I would not be talking about this member of British acting royalty on this list in the first place, would I? Astoundingly, despite putting in mesmerizing displays in everything from 2006's The Queen, a role which earned the star an Academy Award for Best Actress, to more recently redefining herself as a no-nonsense action star within the Fast and Furious franchise. Mirren is still somehow without a top 250 movie to a name. Now, you could argue that an actor with as much big screen experience under her belt as Mirren likely doesn't need to take on roles on the sole basis of garnering acclaim from her peers and critics alike anymore. But it seems like a crime for such a generational talent to still be without this particular accolade. So here's hoping Mirren can strike gold with one more critically acclaimed darling in the future. Number 8, Judi Dench. On the subject of British acting royalty, I hope he sat down for this next entry, because sure as night will rear its head on the back of a glorious day, Dame Judi Dench has incredibly still not starred in a movie deemed amazing enough to warrant a place on the IMDb Top 250. She's done pretty much everything else imaginable when it comes to the business of show, racking up an Oscar win for her work in Shakespeare in Love, a number of other Academy Award nomination nods, and appearing in a wide range of Shakespeare plays on the stage, carving herself out as perhaps the finest Shakespearean performer of her generation. But Dench still can't claim to be a member of the 250 Club. To this day, the closest she's come to breaking into the pack was back in 2006, with her showing as M in James Bond flick Casino Royale. It'd be a damn crime if both of this list's dames aren't able to add this gem to their already star-studded list of accolades. But you wouldn't put it past either acting heavyweights to deliver one last jaw-dropper before all is said and done. Number 7, Daniel Craig. Joining his fellow 007 alumni on this unexpected gathering of talented souls, clearly not seen as brilliant enough to warrant top 250 fame, the current, or at least for a little while longer, James Bond himself still hasn't produced a performance in a feature worthy of joining the IMDb elite. Now, that's not to say that Daniel Craig hasn't appeared in his fair share of eye-catching and compelling features outside of his suit-wearing, martini-drinking days as the MI6 agent. In recent recent times, Craig has led the thrilling modern-day whodunit that was Knives Out, and shone in everything from Road to Perdition to Munich. But the Golden Globe-nominated blonde Bombshell's closest dance with the 250 came once again with his first showing as the famous secret agent, with Casino Royale scoring a cool 8.0 rating overall. Will No Time to Die be both a triumphant last hurrah and possibly even the 250-breaking moment for one of Britain's leading lights? We've waited long enough to find out, but you wouldn't bet against Craig serving up more than a few new IMDb darlings in the coming years. Number 6. Will Smith. He may not have tasted Academy Awards gold or be as well known for his dramatic exploits as a lot of the other Hollywood megastars on this list, but it still seems rather bizarre to note that Will Smith still hasn't been present in any feature inside of that sacred IMDb collection of classics. Next to nobody was ever expecting to see Suicide Squad or Bright pop up alongside the likes of The Godfather and The Dark Knight. But the fact that The Excellent Pursuit of Happiness or even Men in Black haven't made the cut feels like a bit of an oversight when it comes to those ranking and rating the movies that make the aforementioned grade. Thankfully for Smith, his next highly anticipated performance looks as good a shot at cracking the 250 as any, with the megastar set to play Venus and Serena Williams' father, Richard, in King Richard. In the wake of the trailer for said feature dropping, the Oscar buzz surrounding the Fresh Prince star has been palpable. Will Willie do the double and come home with IMDb 250 placement too? You'd love to see it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Number 5. Dustin Hoffman. Don't adjust whatever screen you're taking in this glorious video on. That is most definitely multiple Academy Award winning acting legend Dustin Hoffman's name on a list of actors in films somehow not IMDb Top 250 worthy. I mean, he's only appeared in a few little known flicks by the name of Rain Man, Kramer vs. Kramer, The Graduate, Midnight Cowboy, and Tootsie, to seriously name but a few. However, not a single one of those out and out classics have impressed IMDb users enough to earn a spot on the sacred top 250 features ever to be made. When you stop and realize that the likes of How to Train Your Dragon, Rush, and Le Mans 66 have all snuck onto that prestigious list, the lack of any one of those Dustin Hoffman hits is even more baffling. Don't get me wrong, they're all brilliant features in their own right, but better than Rain Man and Kramer vs. Kramer, both of which he earned Oscars gold for? Hoffman has every right to feel a little hard done by when it comes to this particular set of rankings. Number 4. Adam Sandler. Had this list been made during the era of Adam Sandler wandering aimlessly around lazy supposed comedies in the early 2010s, then you'd have every right to send a couple of sharply worded responses to this guy right about now. But when you factor in Sandler's sometimes genuinely stellar work in recent times, it again beggars belief that the longtime Hollywood superstar is still not present in the IMDb 250. The obvious choice for a spot is undoubtedly the terrific pressure cooker of a flick that is Uncut Gems, a feature that incredibly didn't earn Sandler his first ever Oscar nod for his engrossing work as Howard Ratner. Yet even away from the Safdie brothers' entry and some of his more beloved comedy work, the Meyerowitz stories and Punch Drunk Love were both well-received movies, more than deserving of consideration when it comes to landing on that all-important 250 features list. Sandler is set to appear in another drama for Netflix soon enough, showing up in Hustle alongside the outstanding Robert Duvall and Ben Foster in the not-too-distant future. So this Hollywood legend's time outside the IMDb's 250 may be about to come to an end after all. Number 3, Julia Roberts. In the case of Julia Roberts, you do have to wonder what more she has to do to land herself in a flick user's class as a top 250 caliber offering. Having been shot into Hollywood superstardom on the back of a dazzling turn in Pretty Woman, the much-adored likes of My Best Friend's Woman, Notting Hill, and Erin Brockovich, for which she won her Oscar for Best Actress, all firmly established her as one of Hollywood's finest. Yet to date, the only films that have come anywhere near to scraping into top 250 contention are 2017's Wonder and the ensemble-heavy feature that was Ocean's 11 in 2001. In short, Roberts' consistently brilliant contributions to the industry should have seen her take up multiple places in these rankings. But alas, here we are in 2021 without a placing in sight. Like Nicole Kidman, Roberts seems to have turned her focus to the small screen over the last few years, in projects like Homecoming and Gaslit. So we may have to wait a little bit longer before a film of hers is finally recognized on these completely legit rankings. Number 2, Tom Cruise. If this list has taught you one thing, it's that being one of the most famous faces on planet Earth still doesn't guarantee you a spot among the IMDb elite. But if Tom Cruise can't wiggle his way into the top 250 films ever brought into existence, what hope does any other mere mortal have? Frequently mixing it up over the duration of his eclectic career, Cruise has skillfully gone from thrill-a-minute action sensation in the largely cherished Mission Impossible franchise to critically acclaimed thespian in A Few Good Men, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia, earning Golden Globe wins and Academy Award nominations along the way. However, there isn't a single project on Cruise's enviable CV that lines up alongside the likes of The Shawshank Redemption and A Beautiful Mind. Ironically enough, Cruise was said to have turned down roles in both of said films at one point or another too. Yips. With the star seeming to be Hollywood's own Benjamin Button, you'd be foolish to assume his chances of breaking into the top ranks of IMDb are dead in the water. Hell, his upcoming legit in-space movie with Doug Liman deserves placement for its balmy concept alone. Number 1, Denzel Washington. If you ever needed proof that you shouldn't believe everything you read online, seriously, don't do it. IMDb's collection of users don't feel that there's a single Denzel Washington movie out there that comes close to being recognized as one of the top 250 ever made. Not one. This initial scoop was actually picked up by Reddit user The Hey Hey Man, so hats off to you, my friend. So you can mark down the absolutely gripping Training Day, crime epic American Gangster, and the likes of Philadelphia, Malcolm X, and Inside Man as outstanding entries that are seen as good, but incredibly just not quite good enough for IMDb watchers. If it wasn't clear from my tone already, this is utterly ridiculous, right? Now again, an actor of Washington's pedigree will likely not give two hoots about appearing in a project on this classic packed list. But that still doesn't get around the fact that the work he's been involved in over a frequently captivating and groundbreaking 40-plus year career more than deserves to be recognized in the celebration of the greatest flicks ever to be made. Sort yourself out, IMDb, I'm not happy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.